प्रार्थनैवेह नामत्र विनाशस्तस्य विद्यते कल्याणकृत् कश्चित् दुर्गतिं तात गच्छति। Krishna is answering to Arjuna's question and he states, O Partha, Arjuna's question was that a person who gives up the practice of who gives up material life to pursue spiritual life but is unable to succeed in the pursuit of spiritual life, what happens to such a person? That was the question. It's stretched over three verses, 37, 38, 39. And now Krishna is answering by stating that Partha, O Arjuna, naiveha namutra, naivaha na namutra. Neither in this world nor in the next world. Iha or amutra. Neither in this or the next world. Vinashastasya vidyate. There will not be vinasha. There will not be destruction. Why? Nahi kalyana krit kashchet. That one who is engaged in kalyana krit kashchet, one who is engaged in auspicious work. Vinashastasya vidyate. Durgatim tata gachati. Such a person will never get durgati. So, durgati is an inauspicious destination. Now, how exactly does this work? Arjuna's question was that if somebody practices material life, that normally is practicing material life. Now, material life at that time meant pious material life. The Bhagavad Gita is a part of the Mahabharata, where in Mahabharata, people are engaged in the practice of karma kanda, doing dharma so that they can, as kshatriya, so that they can attain heaven, swarga. So, partha naiveha namutra. So Arjuna is going to say Krishna says that, Arjuna, you are thinking that the person who gives up karma kanda, that person has given karma kanda, so that person will not attain heaven. And the next stage is that person will not attain earth also, because that person will not attain the spiritual world also, because person will not attain spiritual perfection. So what will happen? So Krishna replies that, so it seems as if he will lose in both in material life as well as spiritual life. So, naiveha namutra vinashastasya vidyate. So, neither in this world nor in the next world will the person be a loser. So, Krishna says, so how is that going to happen? Krishna will explain that. First of all, we see here Krishna's tone is very reassuring. Partha naiveha namutra vinashastasya. Tata means, it's a very affectionate form of address. Arjuna, I love you, and with affection I will tell you this. Durgatim tata gachati. Arjuna, no durgati will come to such a person. And then he further explains exactly how that durgati will not come. And therein he states that actually the Durgati comes because people in this world are caught in material sense gratification, and especially in irrational sense gratification, in irreligious sense gratification. And that is what causes suffering, that is what causes bondage, that is what causes illusion. And as a karmic consequence, there is immense suffering that results. So now, as compared to that, a person who is wanting to come out of material existence, give up the attachment and infatuation with matter, such a person, what happens, such a person is kalyanakrit. Kalyanakrit is, such a person is engaged in auspicious work. Kalyanakrit. And what is the auspicious work? Actually, to strive to come out of this material world is definitely auspicious. It is extremely, supremely auspicious. And one who seeks such an auspicious destination, such a person will never meet with evil. No matter what the specific trajectory of that person means. That's what Krishna is assuring over here. So, in general, anybody who seeks seeks transcendence, something beyond matter, that is, that person is engaged in auspicious work. So, Krishna has talked about this in 5.2 and he said that
sannyasa karma yogascha nishreyasa kara ubhau.
So, both renunciation of work and engagement in work, both are favorable for Nishreyas. Both help one to progress towards Nishreyas. Nishreyas means liberation. So here Krishna states that the Nishreyas, the long-term liberation, when somebody seeks that, whatever be the path, whether it be Karma Yoga, Gyan Yoga, Ishtang Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, if one is seeking a goal beyond the material, that is auspicious. And it is such an auspicious goal that Krishna appreciates. Kalyanakrit. So, from Arjuna's point of view, Durgati is that a person doesn't gain material things also, or doesn't gain spiritual things also, doesn't. But Krishna says that actually, one who engages in auspicious work will never perish. So now let's understand how this will happen. This will be analyzed in the next series of verses. But a quick recap. Krishna says that there are two possibilities for a person, two broad possibilities for a person who deviates from the path of yoga. So if that person has done some practice of yoga, not made huge spiritual advancement, then that person is deviated, and that person is deviated because of the desires for worldly gratification or for material gratification more specifically. Then Krishna says in the next verse, such a person will be allowed to go to Swarga, and in Swarga that person can attain happiness which lasts for a long time, and after enjoying that sense gratification in heavens for a substantial amount of time, the person can be reborn on earth, where one can continue one's pursuit of worldly life. But the person who comes back to this world will not pursue worldly life, because the person already has spiritual inclination, and further, a person has realized the futility of material gratification by prolonged enjoyment in the heavens. So, and thirdly, because that person will be born in a Shuchinam Shrimatamgi, in a family that is conducive, that is either pure Shuchinam or Shrimatam, wealthy. So, if it's pure, then the inclination to practice spiritual life is likely to be inculcated since childhood, and if it's wealthy, then the anxiety for material maintenance will not be there, and that's how the person can practice. So in this way, one way, that means both in the next, both in the other world also, this person gets enjoyment, heavenly pleasure, and then after that the person comes to this world, and here also the person is well situated so that the person can practice spiritual life. In contrast, another way Krishna says is that it's possible that the person atva yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam eta didurlabtaram loke janme didrusham atva, otherwise yoginam eva, the yogi, what will happen to the yogi? May take birth in a family of very advanced spiritualists, kule bhavati dhimatam, and such a birth is very rare, Krishna says. So again, if the families of not just pure Brahmanas or not just Shuchinam but Dhimatam, then with great spiritual intelligence, then the likelihood of such a family giving spiritual impressions and facilitating the spiritual inclination of this child is much, much greater And that's why such a birth is very fortunate. So overall, Krishna turns what is a lose-lose situation, what Arjuna thinks of as a lose-lose situation, into a win-win situation. Krishna tells Arjuna that. Arjuna had thought that if I don't get material success and I don't get spiritual success, both ways I'll be lost. But he says that if I get material success, that the person will get material success in the sense that the person will get material gratification in heavens, and the person will get also spiritual success, means that he will be reborn in a place where one can take off spiritually quite well, or that person will be directly born in a spiritually conducive place where one can continue. So either way, there is no loss. And so Krishna tells Arjuna, do not be in anxiety, do not give up, do not lose hope, do not feel discouraged. And, O Tata, Arjuna, you are very affectionate. I am very affectionate towards you, and I assure you that there will be no auspiciousness that will come to you. Therefore, press onwards on the spiritual path determinedly. That is the implication. Thank you.